This is Out and About on Peoria Public Radio. I'm Nathan Irwin, and I'm talking today with Jen Gordon. She's the new Executive Director of Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Jen, it's good to see you again.
It's good to see you, Nathan.
Now, you're originally from Peoria, and you've been living in New York the last couple of years. But for those who don't remember you or haven't met you, can you just remind us a little bit about your background and your life here in Peoria before you returned?
Oh, sure thing. Well, born and raised in Peoria, absolutely loved growing up in this town. My husband is also from Peoria as well, and we're returning with a brand new baby, which we're excited to be raising our daughter here in Peoria. As a child, I grew up involved with a lot of the different arts that Peoria has to offer. And it was really, for me, a highlight of growing up in this community, that you had access to great dance studios and great choruses and great arts and education opportunities, the wonderful youth symphonies that this town has to offer, and all of the different educational opportunities that really spotlight on the arts. That was really influential to me growing up here in this community, and certainly spurred me on to the career that I had in New York and whatnot. So it's with a really warm heart that I'm excited about coming back to this community where it all began.
Now, you and I met doing some theater productions at Cornstalk and Peoria Players, but at that time you were a music teacher, I believe. Is that right?
Yes, I wore many hats when I lived here in Peoria, like a lot of local artists. Typically, you don't just do one job, you do many. So I had the wonderful opportunity to teach violin locally to some wonderful students here. That was really great. I played with the Peoria Symphony for a while and would have lots of gigs in the area with music and the arts. And then also, of course, as you referenced, getting a chance to be involved with local theater was such a highlight when I was here in the past. And Peoria has a great local theater available to its residents and its community here. And that was a real treat.
And so you've spent the last few years living in New York with your husband. Mm-hmm. And what were you doing out there?
Well, most recently, I was working with Steinway & Sons, a wonderful company. Most people have some connection with Steinway pianos, whether it's through a relative who has a Steinway in their living room or a Steinway that's been passed down through the family. But it was really great. I had the opportunity to work with Steinway artists, and we have about 1,700 Steinway artists worldwide currently, and it was my job to get a chance to interface with those artists to try and support and promote them and to ensure that they can do what they do best, which is bring great music to life. It was a really exciting opportunity for me, and I'm so excited to be able to bring part of what I learned and experienced out there back to Peoria.
And what was it that made this the right move for you at this time? Was there a desire to get back to Peoria? I know you're a new mother. Was that a factor in your decision as well?
Oh yeah, I think everyone when they become parents for the first time, the heart longs for home, and certainly for grandparents that are willing to babysit. So that was a contributing factor. But even beyond that, you know, I really enjoyed the work that I did in New York City. I really enjoyed getting to work with artists, getting to just dive deep and into the field of performance and whatnot. I never thought that an opportunity would become available in my hometown to do a similar type of work. And when this became available, it was just rather serendipitous, the timing, being a new mom, wanting to get back to the area and being able to do a similar type of work in my hometown. I really couldn't be happier about all of those things lining up and coming together. It feels good to be home.
So you've returned to Peoria after being gone for a few years. And I'm just curious, just as you've started to explore the community a little bit and drive around and reconnect, are there any changes in Peoria, in Central Illinois, and in particular in the arts community that kind of stand out? Things that maybe we might have missed if we've been here the whole time, but that you really took notice of?
Yeah, Nathan, absolutely. It was so exciting to drive through the city again after being away for a while, particularly on Main Street, to see all of the new buildings and the new organizations that are there. That was a lot of fun. The riverfront looks quite different than the last time that I had been here, seeing the new Riverfront Museum. I had the opportunity to walk through that museum and was just completely blown away and so enthusiastic about the new resource that's there, also with the Caterpillar Museum that's downtown, and the Warehouse District, just the life that is starting to emerge from that area of town and the focus that's being given to that area of town, I find really exciting. I'm thrilled that the Arts Partners office is right there on Southwest Adams. I think it's a great location, and really excited to see all of the changes that are already happening in this area. area, and I think it's a really exciting time for the arts in Central Illinois.
Yeah, I think that's something that maybe has been going on in the background that doesn't get talked about enough, or that maybe we don't take enough notice of, but it seems like in the last few years, there are little galleries and little shops and little venues for more art that are just popping up all over the place.
One of the advantages of being in a smaller city like Peoria for artists is that they have the opportunity to get their art out there. And I'm very excited about the climate for the arts in Peoria. I think that the people here are very responsive to art right now, that they're very eager to see local art come to life and to support it. And I think that's very encouraging for the artists in the community. I think it's going to help drive new artists to come in and make Peoria their home.
Another thing that I think I've been picking up on in the last few years, and I would be interested in your take if you think this is going on as well, it seems to me that there's a lot more interaction across the disciplines in the local arts community, more organizations pursuing things together and collaborating. And it feels like the community is starting to build an actual arts community as opposed to a group of discrete arts silos of, you know, music organizations and theater organizations and art groups. Is that your perception as well?
Absolutely. I think one of the reasons behind that, all artists are seeing that they have to work together to keep this ship afloat, so to say. The arts are so important, but they tend to be the first thing that gets cut. They tend to be something that has to be funded by passionate individuals. And I think people are really starting to find a strength and camaraderie when they come together across the different disciplines to support each other and to create this bigger community in which art can not only exist, but can really thrive.
I know you've only been on the job a day or two at this point, but do you have any ideas about what you're hoping to accomplish in your position at Arts Partners, or things that you would like to achieve, say, in the next year or two?
Oh, sure. Well, it's great to come into an organization that already has a great foundation, that's had a strong vision and a lot of just a great framework. So I'm excited to be stepping into an organization that's already firmly established. Well, I'm looking forward to working with and just getting to know all of the arts organizations in the area. I think that's paramount to making Arts Partners a really effective partnering organization in this community. So getting to know all of the different heads of the organizations and creating a platform through Arts Partners through which local artists and local organizations can really shine and be highlighted, to really take all of the good things that currently are in place with Arts Partners and just take them up to the next level, creating a wonderful sounding board for artists in the area, and also a community bulletin board, so to say, where everyone can really hear about all of the exciting things that are going on in Central Illinois with the arts.
And are we likely to see you performing again in the near future, or at least for the short run? Do you think that the job and the mom duties might keep you a little busy?
I think I'll be a little busy in the immediate future. You're more likely to see me in the audience supporting and cheerleading along the way.
We've been talking with Jen Gordon. She is the new Executive Director of Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Jen, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Nathan.
The Peoria Riverfront Museum is showing Casablanca in its giant screen theater. That showing is tomorrow night at 6 o'clock with a pre-show lecture by Gary Hale that starts at 5:30. Later this month, as part of that series, they'll also be showing It's a Wonderful Life, Dr. Strangelove, and The Godfather. Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers. You can learn more about Peoria Public Radio when you go to our website, peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin, and this is Out and About.